She fucks like Spirit Airlines. Take a seat, $100. Peanuts, $80.
Napkins, these $6.
Nuts, $400. There's a rooster nutting in the background, and we're also nutting because Michael Blaustein's on tour.
Stand-up comedy, where I'm going to be. Guys, August 10th to the 12th, I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana. Holy crap, those tickets are going fast. I think two shows already sold out. So go get them before you can. August 25th to the 26th, I'll be in Oxnard, California. Guys, tickets, not great. Go get them. September 7th to the 9th, I'll be in Madison. Super excited about those shows. Those tickets are going fast. September 15th to the 17th, I'll be in Irvine. September 28th to the 30th, I'll be in Denver, Colorado. Guess what? The 30th, two shows. We're doing a live freaking taping for my first stand-up comedy tour. So go get tickets before you can. October 5th to the 7th, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. And guys, on my freaking website, there's many, many more dates. So go to blaucomedy.com. That's blaucomedy.com.
You also might be wondering, wow, Michael, great tour dates. Where the fuck are you guys? We're in Ibiza right now. Ibiza. But thank you for watching the Amsterdam podcast next week, live from Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Tune in next Wednesday.
Look behind us.
Or every Wednesday. What? Sick of it! You're not telling me we're in.
Are we in?
Amsterdam pod. We are in Amsterdam.
Right now, currently.
We're literally in Amsterdam.
We're not in America.
What's your body count?
12.
Oh.
My body count, honestly, today? Is one. My body count's one.
Really?
Yeah.
With you and the Lord?
Yep.
Would you ever save your
give it
for
to
marriage?
Me. Huh?
Would you ever save your virginity for marriage? It's a little late for that, but if you go back and
if I could re-hymen my hymen?
That's dude, it.
Dudes have hymens.
Guten hymen.
Yo.
Shotty got that good pussy, call it Guten hymen.
That's what I'm saying.
If I was named 2 Chainz, I'd put that on a song.
What Shotty, is a hymen? Is it just like construction paper there? And if you go through, then you're like, oh shit, you ain't a virgin no more.
Is that the pop the cherry? That's the OG.
Yeah. You know my sister popped the cherry on a bike.
I know somebody who else. There's a comedian we know. She popped out on a bike seat too.
Who?
Audie
These bitches be fucking the bike seats.
Well, no, they're just riding. They hit a pothole. And
riding.
Like,
Dude, that is so funny to be a lady and then all of a sudden never have an orgasm and then ride a horse. But yo, I love horses.
That's it. Become a horse girl.
Is it?
Probably.
Yo, you ever think there's like trampoline girls?
Think about this: seahorses and horses don't know they exist.
Yeah, they do.
In the same world. No, how the fuck would they know?
You know, seahorses, the dude. Fucking cum babies.
Oh, they shoot it out?
Yeah, there's a billion of them.
Oh my god.
Do sperm swim? If you ejaculate
what?
Into like...
What do you think they do? Get on a Vespa?
But you're talking about like an actual water. Like if you put a sperm in like a lake.
If you put a sperm like in a goldfish bowl, would
it
survive?
Float to the top?
Yeah, but they're swimming in sperm.
What are you talking about?
Little sperms.
Yes.
They're essentially swimming in your balls.
They're swimming in the canal behind us. We're in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Michael, we're in Amsterdam.
You know what's legal in Amsterdam?
Hey!
All right, here's the thing.
Hey!
Here's the thing. We wanted to wait.
For what?
Oh, no. Sorry, I'm just resting my hand.
Oh.
It look like I'm raising
I thought you had a question. No, you can, now that I know, you can keep your hand there.
All right, yeah.
Gabe, we're recording in an Airbnb on the canals. It's gorgeous.
Dude, honestly, I never thought a woman on a bike was hot until we went to Amsterdam. Mm. Bitches on bikes are hot.
Everybody on a bike.
I say, hey, what are you delivering? Pussy? What's happening? They're all hot. They dress really Amsterdam-y.
Oh, the airport was, when we landed, I was like, did we fuck up?
What the fuck's happening outside?
Construction.
Oh, okay.
Dude, there's so many people. All right, we're in Amsterdam. It's gorgeous. We're staying on the canals, looking for birth canals. Here's the thing. We got here and we're like, all right, let's go to dinner first night. Walk around the red light district. See what all the hubbubub's about.
There was a lot of bub and a lot of hubbubub. Let me tell you.
A lot of hub.
Latin, dude.
Hub.
Porn. Got it. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, but it's literally you walk in. And you can just tell where the red light district is because there's just packs of like slightly shiny, sweaty groups of dudes smiling. And one guy's smiling bigger than most.
And what do you think just happened with him?
Sexual intercourse.
Uh-huh.
I think he lost his virginity.
That's also funny because you know for sure that dads and uncles take their like, you know, 21-year-old kids and be like, you haven't lost it? Come here. Wow. You'll lose it.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you can just tell who's out here looking for it. The ratio in this town... Dudes.
Yeah, you can tell I was looking for it. Motherfuckers got binoculars.
But so we're walking. We kind of have a loose idea of where the red light district is. And then you start seeing people just gooned up in the windows.
Yeah. Here, also the thing, I'll be 100% transparent with all the listeners and the watchers and you guys here. When we were talking about the red light district, and we were thinking about like the level of woman, I'll be honest with you, didn't think it was going to be that high. Let me tell you something. High.
Well, so do you want to describe to them like what the actual scene
it
looks like?
It feels like a mixture of like...
It feels like the most fun zoo you could possibly go to.
Well, because you mentioned the windows, right? I don't know if everyone knows
But it feels like... We were in a popular downtown, whether we were at like Venice Beach or Hollywood Boulevard or
like
a little bit. It does have a New York-y vibe, but it also feels like New Orleans, Bourbon Street.
Right.
It's just like an area. Dude, it was packed with horniness to the brim. I mean, there's dudes as far as the eye can see and the thigh can see.
Hello.
But
you know, it's also interesting. There's a lot of couples. Do a lot of couples
trying to save their marriage.
I saw an older couple, probably like in their early 60s, and they were with a friend of theirs that looked like they lived there. This was like a tourist friend of theirs, and they were pointing at a sign on the wall for a sex show. It was like full on fucking in the sex show, and they were like, oh, "That's the one we went to. That's when we have to go get tickets for you." So it's like, very wholesome.
I love it.
Old couple.
I really do love it, but yeah. So it looks sort of like New Orleansy.
Yeah, it just feels like a place that like it's meant structured for tourists. The locals don't live there. The locals aren't there. If they're there, they work there. It's either at like a bar or there's a lot of like sex museums, which I think we're gonna go to tomorrow.
Yeah,
there's pretty much a sex museum in this Airbnb.
Sex museum.
Looking at Jack, he mused up,
buddy. Sex. Sex. Fucking. Shows. A lot of sexual energy happening here.
Yeah.
And when you walk down, they're like little alleys. And you walk down the alley.
Well, there's also alleys, but there's also just the main strip.
Well, that's what my next question to you guys is. Do you think like the prostitute sex worker game works very similar to like a musician or like a comedian? Like if you're on the main strip, you done made it.
Well, I think my guess is it's kind of like, I know strippers and also random enough, people who cut hair, you have to pay for your chair. So you're like, I'm paying for this window. For X amount of hours, here's $300. Hopefully I make X amount of money.
Right. So you're saying the quote unquote rent for those little spaces,
yeah,
the main ones
the
are probably a little more.
I guess I have no idea.
I don't know either, but I will say, so to just give you a little bit of a visual, they're like large windows and they're lined with like
red. Yeah, they look like sliding glass
LED
doors cut in half.
Yeah.
LED lights. I ain't talking TikTok.
What are you talking about? Red.
Red. Like my text, I miss her already. Anyways, but you walk by and it's just like, it blew my mind how public it was. It's like everybody's walking by, herds of people, and then you look at the window and you're like, hey, are available?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
And the funny thing is, some of them are acting, you know, trying to flirt with the people walking by.
Yeah.
But some of them are straight on their phone playing Wordle. And that's also funny.
Yeah,
and,
but to me, that's harder. Hey, pay attention to me.
Dude. Oh, well, there's another. We'll get into that actual story in a
Do
second.
Do it now,
Alipa. So there's also a thing too. Also a thing too, where sometimes you look and you catch a lady in the window and she's drinking water. Why do you think she's dehydrated? Fuck it.
Well, dude, I remember we were sitting. Here's also the thing.
Give it to me.
We were like nervous, like high school kids in there,
bro.
We were walking around.
Well, because the problem is, can I give a little bit of context before you jump into this piece of it? I will say, we were just going to go to peruse.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the perusing turned into a bruising, if you get what I'm saying.
No, I don't. I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
We went there to just look. But then we done bought the cow. Do you know before
the test drive turned into a lease.
That's what I'm saying. A lease to buy. Do I own a car?
You love her.
I do love her.
So anyway, all we're trying to say is we went there to go scope and see him, see what it was about. That way we could go there tonight.
What happened?
I don't know if you know how having a podcast called Stiff Socks works.
Dude, let me tell you something. I wasn't hungry until I got there. And your boy got, you ever go to the grocery store and you ain't hungry? You're like, I'll pick a few things out. And then you're like, fuck. And then all of a sudden you get Lucky Charms and a steak.
It's just what it is. What like happens? You were saying a couple minutes ago, we're like, what's, you know, I don't know who's going to be in the window. Shoddy bad. Victoria's Secret looking models.
Dude, I think.
Shoddy bad.
I don't think you guys really necessarily know. You think they were kind of like exaggerating. There were some women, I would say at least 60, 65% of them were literally some of the hottest
smoking
humans I've seen in life.
Yeah. I mean,
like no face tune. Life.
Life. Hot.
No AI.
Dude, but that's what I was saying. Like, we'd walk past a window, we'd like make eye contact, and I'd get like nervous. Like, it felt like high school. I was like, oh, yeah, the cute girl in school's around. I pretend to like pull out my phone. I didn't have my phone. I was like typing on my wallet.
It also just EBT card. It also just means like they looking at you flirt for 3 seconds and then they think it's on. And you're like, oh no, sorry. It was a very nerve wracking experience. And then we literally walked around.
We did laps. It felt like we were like the college guys in the bar. I'd be like, let's just do another lap. Let's just see.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you guys know about us, but we've had the sex before. We've had the sex multiple times. Not us together, but we've had the sex.
Oh, I've done it.
We've done it.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done it like a few times. But yeah, walking around here, that whole context of like kind of like a very transactional thing, that was so nerve-wracking. And also, they're so beautiful.
Well, yeah, like, it's also, it's like you're on their turf. You know,
yes,
I'm just a visitor. I'm just hanging out. I take my shoes off in here? You, shoes off. But it's like, you know, this is their world. I'm just trying to be a nice, what's it called?
Gentleman,
tourist.
You ever dating a girl and you go meet her mom for the first time, like at the mom's house? And you walk in, you go,
that's the most respectful
please?
You'll ever be.
Oh my God. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. But it's the same thing where you're like, can you please lead this? Because I don't know. Am I supposed to take my coat off? Is there a coat rack? Is there a coat closet?
A rack.
Where do I put my shoes?
Right.
Do I throw your daughter in front of you? Like, what is this?
Goddamn. Goddamn.
All right. So we go to Peru's. We're a couple drinks deep from dinner.
I'm four drinks in.
What was the thing you were drinking? Vermouth?
Gin. Negroni.
A Negroni.
So good.
Negroni. I want making bitches moany.
What is this, a Trevor Wallace video?
Jack,
two Negronis. We're in Amsterdam. Bro, I'm so
we're
tired.
We're not in America. I'm sick of it.
It's literally...
I'm sick of people thinking we're in America. We're not in fucking America right now.
Who thinks we're in America?
People.
No.
I'm sick
also,
of it.
Also, every house, there's a house behind us. If a house was painted all black, that means they had a plague back in the day. But dude, imagine back in the plague days, you could just pull up to your ex's house and be like, oh, we're done? Black house. Plague.
Yo, what happens when you're hooking up with your wife? Jack, I love that joke. What happens if you hook up with a girl and she gives you the plague? Like, is it like an STD?
No, it's not an STD, but you could get the plague just by trying to fuck someone in the room and the plague is in the room.
What do you mean? Like a ghost?
No, like
well,
it's just
like
in the
during COVID,
air.
A lot of people just like fuck but not kiss. Like, wasn't that like a...
Yeah.
The CDC is like, y'all can still get it.
Yeah, CDC literally put up guidelines on how to have sex safely. They were like, try to have
Seriously?
Sex in different rooms. Yeah.
Bro, the CDC is far from here. I mean, let's get back to the topic.
Yeah, let's get back to the topic that everyone was there about. Anyways.
First of all, your experience? Your first experience?
Oh my. Are we getting into this?
What do we do?
I need 40 minutes.
What do we do?
All right.
Well, is there anything else to recap?
I smoke. Blah, there's bikes. Who cares? Listen. Listen.
There's bikes, there's water, and they love french fries out here.
I almost got hit by 16 bicycles already.
Good.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Get a car.
It's just got to be weird being like a family here with your kids, knowing what's around the corner. Oh, don't look over there, kids.
Yeah.
While the dad's like, hold up.
Yeah, I'm trying to release my kids.
Semen.
All right. So this is what happens. So we're walking around.
Yeah, so we're walking around. We're scoping the scene.
We're super nervous.
Making sure it's safe. Like, there's literally a boat full of kids. Why are you in Amsterdam?
Here's the thing. You know how I always talk big game on the podcast? Ooh, fuck, ooh. Oh, yeah, dominant. I was so nervous.
Of course.
I've never felt like that probably since, like, winter formal when I came in my pants. I was so nervous.
I've seen you guys interact with women before. You guys are both, you know, confident, handsome men.
Yeah,
you
go.
Guys were nervous.
Bro, it's, but that's what it is. It's like the way we said it yesterday is like it felt like we were both on a rock jump. It's like, dude, I'll go first. You got to go first. I'll go first. You, like,
yeah.
We didn't know who.
But you know who went first?
Hey!
All right. So someone went first, and then I was like, all right, listen, I can't just be a bitch. I got to jump in this fucking rock quarry too. So. You pulled the trigger, and I'm like, all right, my turn. But then I'm like, all right, if I'm going to do it, let me see if I can find the most beautiful woman that's around these parts.
For her personality.
Exactly. So I walk, and let me tell you something. Doesn't take me that long. It takes like 14 steps. Look to my right. One of the hottest, I'm not even gonna say woman, hottest person I've seen in my life.
Wow.
She was from, I don't know where she was from, but it was from a land where nothing but hot people say. She looked like, what's that Spice Girl lady that married that goddamn soccer player?
Yep.
Yep.
What's her name? Ice Spice?
Beckham. Victoria Beckham?
Victoria Beckham.
Related to David Beckham because of marriage?
Yep. Victoria, whatever her name is. We know.
Secret. Victoria's Secret.
Nope. Victoria Beckham. But I'm talking about Victoria Beckham in like 2000. Same haircut. The dark hair with the swoop swoop.
Yeah.
Dog, she was wearing all black lingerie.
Hey.
And I don't like ass, but this woman had a
ass.
Let me
see it.
Dude, it was insane. I'm fumbling because she was so freaking beautiful. So I'm like, all right, let's do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's pull the trigger, right? Open the door. I don't know what I'm doing, by the way. Open the
Nobody
door.
Nobody does, yeah.
Open the
I
door.
Thought, I felt like it was trick-or-treating. She opens the door. I was like, trick-or-treat?
Yeah. I was like, this is the weirdest vending machine ever. Let me get Funyuns. So I knock on the door. She opens it. And then I go.
They open the door the same way when somebody's selling a product at your door. Like, you know when somebody's trying to like sell you like
I felt like a fucking Mormon.
They crack the door open. They're like, what do you want? And you're like, what? Love and affection.
Yeah, I want more than that. So I open. Oh, she cracked the door.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a partial open.
Also, it's glass door. You see?
We see. Yeah.
Anyways, cracked the door. And I go, I literally just go, how much? Literally, first words, how much? Crazy. Really?
I asked what her zodiac sign was.
Really?
Throdius. Nah, she was a Capricorn.
I'm crying.
But
all right, so I go, how much? She goes, give me a call minute. She didn't speak English. No, she goes 100 euros, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. What's that? So,
yeah.
Right?
Roughly about 100 bucks.
Roughly. And I'm like, cool. We did some research, scientific.
Checks out.
We go, cool, 100 bucks for the whole shebang. Yep. Kit and caboodle. Let me get the kitten and the caboodle. What the fuck's a caboodle? Gabe, look it up. So I go in there. Card won't swipe. I don't know if you ever sat.
You use your credit card?
I'm dumb. I'm stupid.
There's 1,000,000% of camera in there that just zooms in on your card.
100%. So it won't swipe because the machine that she has isn't charged. Okay, so then
yeah, because nobody's dumb enough to use a fucking credit card. 100%.
I will say though, my point is we were sitting in this like little vestibule. We weren't even in the room yet. We were sitting in the little vestibule trying to do the transaction. It was the weirdest thing.
Oh yeah,
I've never met this woman. My heart rate was at an 8 billion. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Straight looking at her feet, she was so hot.
It's just coming from America. You're like, this would never happen. Then you're like, I'm in Amsterdam. It happens.
So nothing's working. We're having weird, like really weird side conversations trying to make it work. She finally brings out another freaking machine and it finally swipes. So my point is we were there for like maybe five, six minutes having weird interaction. It was already, the whole energy of the whole thing was weird, right? So let me go in the back room and I don't know what's happening. I go, and then she just goes, pull your cock out. And I'm like, I mean, take me to dinner. It was such like take my cock out. And I'm like, all right. And I start taking it out and I go, do I take my clothes all the way off? She goes, no, just cock. And I'm like, all right. Then tells me to sit down. Then she puts a brawny paper towel, cuts a hole in it.
Quicker picker upper.
Exactly. Then puts it
You put a hole in it or she put a hole in it?
She put a hole in it.
Oh, I thought it'd be so much funny if you just plastered it over your dick.
She put a hole in it. Punched
a little drywall, yeah.
And then put it over my peepee, right?
Did she make a hole too big or too small?
Nah.
What did she use to make a hole with it?
Her finger?
Your dick's the size of a finger?
Yep. So she does that, puts it on, and then it looks like my dick has like just a handkerchief.
Well, so she does that, then condom, right?
Yeah, that, then condom. And then I sit down finally, and then she puts the condom on.
Like
and I'm
fisherman.
Like, 100%. So then I'm like, dog, I'm like 10% erect. Usually, I got no problem. But this whole interaction is so weird.
I think this whole interaction was probably weird for you because I feel like you're usually the guy that's like the dominant guy.
Correct.
And she's one like, sit down, pull your dick out.
Yeah, all of it.
Your dog's fat. Like, she was hitting you with all the...
All of it. She even knew. So I just didn't know if I could tell. It was like the whole thing was...
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just of course. The whole thing's weird, right? So then she like puts a condom on and then she starts jerking me off. But
do the motion.
Dude, she's jerking me off. Like this. Like she's grabbing the head of my penis.
Salt bay in your dick.
Like reverse salt bay in my dick. Literally. Like this. Like one of those arms that get.
Yeah, that's a lot of movement. Let's be real.
Like this. Like literally, like 100% like that, right? Like if for the people listening, it looks like a. Think
jellyfish.
About like an arm. Think about like an arm at like a vending machine that has like stuffed animals. That little.
Yeah, jellyfish. But it looked like a jellyfish movement.
Yes.
I wasn't there. I did see the security footage.
You saw it.
But was this like a light kind of like a tickle? Or was she like pulling on it?
It was like medium. It didn't feel horrible. It didn't feel great, but it didn't feel bad. She was like, okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting technique to lead with.
Right.
I'm not opening with that.
Opening with it, right?
Goddamn.
So then her phone's going off. She's looking at her phone.
IRS.
Like text, getting calls.
While jerking you off?
Swear to God. Dude, not really not
it's
focused
so
on
it. It's so funny
me.
Knowing who you are that she's doing this.
Furious. Not really focused. But in my head, I'm like, all right, man. Like, this is just what this is. There was just the massive, the most not connection possible. I'm not looking for like some really like romantic connection, but like, look at me. She wouldn't even look at me. And then my phone goes off. I look at my phone like an idiot. It's a fucking my family group text. I'm looking at a text from my mom.
You guys are both just scrolling like you're on the metro?
My phone was next to me up. So I just...
You're getting family group chats?
Yeah, dog. The whole thing was so, so bad. And then she's like jerking me up. And I finally lean back. I'm like closing my eyes. I'm getting into it. I'm finally getting hard, right? Mm-hmm. And then she looks at me. She goes, okay, what do you want to do next? And I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I'm all flustered. And then she goes, well, do you want like a blowjob? And I go, yeah, okay. Sounds good. Sign me up.
With a to-go box.
I would like that.
Hey.
And then she goes, all right, it's going to be $100. And then
we all know how Michael feels about spending an extra dollar.
And then exactly. And what I'm saying here is, I don't know if you guys remember, I'm already $100 down.
Yeah.
So what is $100 entry
with your credit card info?
Yes. Oh, God. And then she does this, then $100 more. And then I'm like, hold on. But I already paid you $100. She goes, yeah. And I go, what does that do for me? She goes, just me make you hard?
Oh,
for
$100? I get hard for free. It's called a window. Hey.
Are you kidding? Dude. So I was just sitting there. I'm like, in my head, back of my head, I'm like, all right, man, I guess this is like literally how it works. So, and then she goes, and I go, are there any other options?
I suppose you're going to start calling your dad for financial advice.
Just start calling Merrill Lynch. I was furious. I'm not furious at this point, right? And then she goes, all right. I go,
how many minutes in is this?
About 8.
So,
right?
Yeah.
So we've been there for a little bit. And then she goes, you can fuck me. And I go, well... Sign me up
God,
for that,
I wish I had
Captain.
The air horn. Bow, 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 bow.
And then I go, how much is that?
Would you fuck up? You shouldn't have, you're like, oh, that just come with it?
Dude, nothing comes with this. Zero. Literally nothing.
Dude, she fucks like Spirit Airlines. Take a seat, $100. Peanuts. $80.
Napkins.
These
$6.
Nuts, $400.
Pissed, dude.
Spirit Airlines.
Furious. I'm not even at the most furious part.
Oh, dude.
And
it
then
good.
No. And then she goes, okay, sex for what was it?
I think you told us it was
$300.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
$300.
What is this? An auctioneer? You go ahead and have sex for $300 and $400. At what point did you just be like, cool, let me just borrow some of that lube, I'll jerk myself off and give myself $100?
Well, we're getting there. So then, I swear to God.
There's a lot to this story.
There's so much.
It gets so much better.
Yeah, I'm slow big because I want everyone to know what's happening.
Yeah. We said we do 30 minutes. We're doing 4 hours now.
We're 4 hours.
Go ahead, do it.
So then I go, in my head, I'm like, all right, man. First of all, I'm el dente soft right now.
Yeah, because there's an argument. You're talking about like money. Like this isn't sexual.
I feel like I'm getting bamboozled.
Tell me my clips are funny.
Yeah, the whole thing's terrible. And then in my head, I go, all right, Michael, don't be cheap. You're only Amsterdam one time. This room is very beautiful. Let's just do it.
And I feel like these are things you were saying out loud.
Probably. And then I go, all right, go ahead, swipe it. Let's just do it. Let's do the sex. Yeah, swipe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Swipe the card.
So you're, so what? You're
don't work.
The card?
Don't work. Don't so work.
You got to call Chase in the corner. Yeah, that $400 transaction, that was me.
Dude.
Yeah, no, it's me. I'm trying to get a nut off. Yep, that's me.
The whole experience was a bunch of machines and cards not working.
Dude, that's how I felt when I bought my ex a purse for her birthday.
So, and then it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It finally works, right? So then.
So how deep are we right now? 400?
400. Deep. 400, right?
Okay.
So we're about deep, right? And then she jerked me off, and I finally, this is the moment where I finally like lean back. I'm like trying
to
get into
it. She jerked you off like a shadow puppet.
100%, dude. She jerked me off like how fucking, all right. So doing that, and I'm like, and I'm finally getting into it.
You're getting a little more chubbed?
I'm getting a little more chubbed, yeah. Now
what
I'm
at
like
percentage-wise?
70%. I'm like, all right, here we go.
That's good.
And then she moved the condom in a way where it kind of pinched my dick. So then I shoot up. She goes, oh, what's wrong? And I go, oh, nothing. So it's all good. I just, like, the condom just pinched me a little bit, right? So I'm moving. And she goes, oh, you scared me. I go, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I just pinched me. So I move it out of the way. I move it down, right? And then I'm completely soft. And then she's like, give me a little bit more. And then she goes, well, we only have 1 minute left. Ma'am, I'm at a negative 18. Oh,
You didn't even say the best part.
I didn't even. I'm not there yet.
Please, because if you don't say it, I will.
I know. So right before that, she, by the way, this lady is saying everything to make me not hard. She literally is doing.
Wasn't she like saying?
Yes. Doing the fish motion. And then she goes, oh, are you married? And I go, oh, no. She goes, oh, do you have kids? I go, oh, no. She
looks I'm in Amsterdam, I'm on a Tuesday.
She looks me in the face and goes, oh, you're lonely?
Sir, this is like a tarot card reading.
Sir, this... She's not wrong. I thought this bitch was Don Rickles. Come on. Say nice things to me.
Yeah.
Dude, and then, okay, anyways. So soft.
Are you lonely? What did you respond to that?
I go, ha, ha, ha. I'm just trying to come.
Dude, everybody in the red light district is lonely. Nobody here is a happy marriage.
Correct.
Let me look out the window. None of them.
Zero.
Oh, she's kind of hot.
So...
Hoft. Which translates to head.
Yeah, Hoff.
That's been our air horn all weekend. Hoff!
So then she looks at me after that. She goes, oh, we have 1 minute.
Wasn't she like, oh, there's not much you can do in a minute?
Yeah, and then she stands up. She goes, there's not really much you can do in a minute. And I go, hold on. So you're telling me that I've been in this room for 19 minutes?
Because it's 20 minutes. That's
right, 20 minutes total. I go, 19
which is
minutes?
So long.
And she goes, yeah. And I go, I have not been in this place for 19 minutes. She goes, yeah, you have. I go, listen, I tell time for a living. I tell time for a living. I know I can feel time.
That's top 10, one of the most dumbest things I've ever said.
I can feel time.
That was like when the waiter was like, I'm autistic. You're like, me too.
I am autistic. So, but you know what I mean? I can feel time internally.
I wonder, like, did she think you were a clockmaker maybe?
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know, dude. My last name's grandfather. Thank you.
There you go.
Here it is.
If you're packing, do you have a grandfather cock? Kind of swings between your legs for the time.
I mean, essentially.
Not bad. But you're saying that because you know how to tell time on stage.
Correct.
You can roughly feel about how long 15 or 20 minutes.
It was 12 minutes.
But to tell somebody I tell time for a living is hilarious.
Really dumb.
You should have just.
Really dumb. It really dumb, but I was furious.
That's so funny,
dog.
You don't understand how funny that is.
Maybe I don't.
A girl made you go soft, and you. I tell time for a living.
It wasn't 20 minutes,
dude.
11, 12 max. Yeah. She stands up, and she goes, "Can't really do anything in a minute." And I sit up, and I go, "Okay, so you're telling me that I just gave you $300.
$400.
Fuck, you're right.
And actually, $250 if you translate euros
to
dollars.
So $450 for what? For you to fucking heckle me like I'm on Wildin' Out? Make me feel bad?
Yeah. Humbled you.
Humbled me? And I go, I literally go, okay, so that's it? She goes, yeah, time's up. And I go, but hold on. And then she goes, right, but like, the card up front wasn't really working, and then you had the condom problem, and I was like, I literally go, oh, so this is my fault? And then she was like, yeah, I mean,
you guys are in a relationship. You guys love each other. Dude, you guys are already arguing.
Dude, I sat there for like 5 seconds, like trying to like hash out everything that was happening. I walked in there super nervous. She was beautiful. My car didn't work initially. Not my fault. Her fucking reader didn't work. Then she gets me the thing, gets me hard, and then goes, what do you want? Like the whole thing was a scam. You get hard and you go, oh, do you want to come?
Like, well, yeah, because you're already bricked up. Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you going to, no, I'm good. This was enough.
Yeah, and I want to look at him like, I'm not a virgin. I know what's happening. I was fine with it. I'm all worked up again. I want to go back there and can I talk to your manager? There's the thing
her
also.
Manager?
This is the thing also, dude. I don't know what's happening in the back end of this.
Of course.
There's probably 13 massive dudes.
Probably there is, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I don't want to raise my voice. I don't want to do anything. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Because I can't call customer service. This is not JCPenney. This is JC Pussy.
What if she's like, you get store credit? Hilarious.
I'd be fine with it.
Hilarious.
I should ask for store credit. I mean, dude, it was wild.
So I had already met up with the boys after. I was at a bar and we get a text. And it was just from you go, furious. I got scammed. And furious. Dude, you showed up heated. I've never seen you so mad.
Dude, I was
dying laughing when you said that I tell time for a living. That is so funny.
Dude, do you understand how, like, every piece of what would make Michael Blaustein angry happened in that one interaction?
Yeah.
It was like a very beautiful woman telling me what to do, not hot, makes me mad, right?
And not coming.
And she just bam, boozled me.
Dude.
And I don't know if you guys remember, on OnlyFans, I wouldn't spend $1 to get a video. One more dollar to get a video. This woman scammed me out of $455.
Dude, I was losing my mind when you showed up.
Come. Dude, I was so, like, these boys have seen me mad. I don't think you guys have ever seen me.
No, you were distraught.
Bro, yeah, I mean, it was mixed in with distraught. I was angry and, like, literally almost sad.
Had we recorded the podcast last night, Fresh and Fit would have DM'd me and be like, you need to chill out. Like, dude, you came in hot.
I was so mad.
You said this morning, like, if somebody would have given me a flight ticket that night, I would have gone home.
I would have. Dude, I was so like, take my ball and go home mentality.
It was just so funny because yours was, like, so opposite.
Yeah, yours was, like, yours was great.
Walk in the park. It was, like, literally, like, hey, how you doing? Oh, what's up? Oh, we're doing this now? Oh, hell yeah. All right. Call me baby. What's up? You still think about me, Shoddy?
Dude, I can't believe it. I think that made me more, because I was just ready for you to be like, oh man, sucks.
No.
You were just all smiles, best situation of your life. I got in there, I was going to flip the bar table over. Literally, if some country was like, I'm going to invade Amsterdam, I would have helped. I was furious. Where's the tank? Let me get in it. Pissed.
Goddamn.
So we're sitting at a bar, we're catching up, and
I'm furious.
Michael's
at this
livid and yelling. I'm like, dude, look, I want you to have a good time.
Yeah.
Let's get you back on the horse.
Because you're a good friend. And I immediately was like, absolutely not. I don't want to go back in the lion's den for me to get eaten up again. But let me tell you something.
There was something, ahead. I think what got you out of it, there was a girl when we were walking around. We took like 9 laps. Like, we were like fully invested in what the hell's going on. And there was this one girl in one of the windows. And I forget what number her window was.
14.
And we were like, dude, we got to get you back to... That was the first one we both saw. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Shut it. Fine.
Fine.
And we're like, dude, let's get you out to 14.
Yeah. When someone suggested that, I was like, you know what? I think you're right. Because I know myself. And it's like, listen, if you bomb, you just got to get back on stage as quick as you can and have a good set.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That first one, I... bombed.
Yeah.
You ever bomb so hard you lose $450?
Probably.
Crazy, dude. And okay, anyways, so we get back on the horse. Thank God I have friends that love and support me. Because if you guys weren't there, I would have been at the bottom of the canal right now. Bottom, holding 6 bikes.
There's such a funny element after this next part that I need to throw into.
Great. So we go to 14 and I open the door. And is literally the complete opposite
experience.
We have, like, literally, we open the door. I ask her what's happening. She tells me the price, which is the same price.
She's all like smiling. Like smiling, it felt like you guys both had like blondish hair, you know?
Yeah. And I close the door and she's FaceTiming. She's on FaceTime with her friend. And she hangs up. I go, who's that? She goes, oh, it's just my friend. I go, call her back. I want to say hi. She calls her friend back. I'm riffing with a friend. Her friend speaks no English, but I was like riffing with a friend.
Crushing.
Honestly,
crowd work clip.
Honestly, dude.
What do you do for a living? She's like, I'll show you.
Number 14 was like dying laughing.
14, the dream.
Dude, we went back there, handed her the money, took off her, and I go, oh, what do I do? She goes, oh, just get naked. Get completely naked.
Yeah, it was like a complete opposite vibes from what it sounds like from the first one. The first one was very like militant. This one is very like, hey, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard the SS. I will suck you.
And dude, and she was so attractive, so bubbly, so like, and dog, and then she looked at me. It was the total opposite. She looked at me before she even started to like rub me. She goes, oh, you're hard already. I go, yeah. I don't got a problem with this. This ain't a problem. I was like, call the first one back. Yeah. Tell her to watch.
Dude, you were leaving the gym with the pump. Then you went back to the gym for more pump.
Dog, let me tell you something. I was like, it was, and oh, the hottest thing was she goes, do you want me to fuck you or do you want to fuck me? And guess what option I chose?
C.
C.
Men.
Yup. I chose B, and it was, dude, she was like, I was telling her to say things. She was saying it back to me. I go, do
so
you
sad.
Want
paying for dirty talk. Kidding. No, it's hot. It's really hot.
So we finished. Also, there's mirrors everywhere. It's lit fucking awesome.
Yeah, also, it looks like the inside of a hostel.
Yeah, but like in a hot way.
Sexy, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
All like, the lights are all like
interesting
LED
amount of stains
neon.
Everywhere.
Say again?
Interesting amount of stains everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, I was blocking those out of my brain. But I will say, I told these guys, I don't really compliment myself a whole bunch. I looked hot. Those lights, dude, I had no shirt on. I was like, dog. I was watching myself fuck. I was like, dude, well, good job.
Maybe that's why, because the first girl didn't see you take your shirt off. You were just dick out like you were Pee Wee Herman in the movie theater.
It was terrible.
You didn't. So you got to show the abs.
Dude.
You got to get like a fishnet t-shirt and walk back and be like, what about me?
What's up?
You ain't really like me in Batman now, but how about now?
How about
I'm
now?
Up right now. Up, boner, erection.
I mean, honestly, not with the first one. Dude, second one, it was crazy. And we finished. We literally talked for like 2-3 minutes. I invited her on the podcast.
You love her.
I invited her on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She said no immediately.
Course.
I lit her on the podcast. But she told me recommendations like where the best like mushrooms are and stuff. It couldn't be the most polar opposite interactions. She was like, dude, it was great. She complimented me at the end.
What'd she say?
She goes, I like the way you talk. Most guys don't want to talk like that. And I go, oh, well, you mean like
kinky, most guys have
dirty
never
talk?
Seen a tit before in real
100%.
Life.
100%. And she was just like, she's like, yeah, I like that. I was like, God, me too.
Did you also ask her on the way out? Did she come?
No, she
just
didn't.
Me?
She no. Didn't come. There's no way. You asked her on the way out? No.
Then she was like, goodbye, American boy. And I was like, one last question. You finished, right? And she goes, what? And I goes, like, you came? And she, what?
She came where?
And then I just floated off into the sea of men. Semen. No, I didn't ask her. That's insane.
It's insane because she didn't.
No.
She's like playing in the NBA and you play CYO and you're like, did you come? No.
Yeah, I asked her that and she just patted me on the head. She said,
good
you'll
boy.
Get him.
And then she handed you some fucking Girl Scout cookies. So the funniest thing this woman did, we were leaving and I was like, hey, can you walk me out? I'm really bad with directions. I might get lost. She turned to me and she goes, what? Like how you got lost in my pussy? I was dying laughing. I was literally, we were both laughing, but this one gets
you
real silly is I was laughing and then the door shut and then I'm out on the street with all these dudes coming out of the brothel laughing. And then everyone just is the most revealing thing because you're like post nut.
Everybody walks out of there smiling. We were at a bar watching this one door, like when people were like walking by, every dude would come out of there looking like he, like farted in an elevator and didn't tell anybody. Like a little smirk. Like,
yeah. They like, yeah, they knew a secret and they're going to keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was such a, just a complete right turn of like what happened the first one to the second one.
Well, it was a night. I'm so glad you did because.
Me too.
We then met up again after we were at like a little like cannabis shop and for a second, we didn't know what. You walked up a little stone cold face and then you're like, ah, I'm like, there it is.
I was back.
Man, it was so funny. And I think my favorite part out of all of this, which you told me this morning, you jerked off when you got home again.
Had to.
What do you mean had to?
Had to. I don't know, dude. I was thinking about my wife and she got, I got horned up again. But I was like a little hot. Yeah, she was like so hot. Dude, she's so my style of person.
Very attractive.
God. And I just thought about her again, and I was like a little bit high. And I was like, you know what? Where's that baby oil? I got to get these babies out again. Wank, 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 wank. All over my stomach. Not a lot came out.
Did you bring baby oil to Amsterdam?
Sir. I bring baby oil to church.
He checked the bag for that reason. Yeah, so I mean, like, dude, I honestly, like, I wish everybody... Didn't you say after the first encounter, like, two guys came up to you and were like, yo, love the podcast, but you're so mad. You're like... All
right, oh, dude, there was two things happened right after that. And this is just, like, the Lord playing tricks on me. I walked out. Some dude walked up to me immediately and goes, yo, how much was it? How much was it? I looked at him. I go, stop. And I just kept walking. I was furious. And then right after that, two dudes came behind me and, like, they grabbed my shoulder at the same time. I was like, yo, love the pod. And I just kept walking.
That's so funny.
Dude, I know.
I wish a dude came up to me and goes, let me smell your dick.
Oh, man. It was so bad.
Wow.
I'm so happy that you guys forced me to do the second one because I would have hated Amsterdam the rest of my life.
That's what I was just going to say. I just wanted everybody to be on the same page here and equal experience.
And we are on the same page here now.
Same page.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Dude, what a great... You know what else is really cool about Amsterdam besides, obviously, what we just talked about? Is, like, everybody is just so nice. And I think everyone's nice and mellow because it's a red light district. Yeah. Because I said this to you before. It's like, imagine getting in a fight with your girlfriend and she's yelling at you. And you go, you know what?
I got to take the dog for a walk. Yeah. Trevor, we don't have a dog. Different dog.
Different one.
Wiener dog.
Bark, bark. Big one. And I think everyone's just more relaxed because you always have that option.
I mean, it's crazy. Well, yeah, I was at the bar with Gabe and Jack waiting for you to come back from your experience. We're just sitting there. I'm having the best time of my life. These four people come up to me. They're from New York. They're like, yo, it's a podcast. We love your videos. And I take a photo with them. I go, if only you knew. Well, man, what are you doing in Amsterdam?
What do you think?
Great food. I love French fries.
Honestly, food, not good.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's very average.
Maybe we haven't eaten the right place.
We're going to get DMs like, you didn't have the strudel top. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the strudel top is.
I don't know. Some of the food's been good, but some of it, I'm like, this is...
Yeah. Know. But...
Drinks have been good.
So far, drinks have been great. You're right. The drink... Dude, the freaking Negroni I had at the first place, the second place, was one of the best Negronis I've ever had in my life. And I had a freaking gin... mojito.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, that was good. And we've only had like two meals here, so it's hard to base it off of. But, you know, it's always when after you leave and somebody goes, did you go to... I don't know.
No, I didn't.
Because we're staying in a pretty touristy spot over here. I will say there's some cool like juice shops. There's like clothing brands and shit. Like, it's a cool area.
Dude, I love it here. I'm going to be honest. I really do. I hated it so much. And now I got it out of my system. And I use this word very loosely because I don't love the word, but like the vibe here is so nice.
It feels like I love it here. Like unison here. Is that the word? Unison?
Unity.
God, I'm off. I'm so tired. There's unity here. Everybody's like, oh, we're all like, we're going out. We're on the little bikes. We're on Vespas on the street. Like it just feels like everybody's
getting sucked off.
Everyone, but been like Los Angeles, like for whatever reason, you see somebody else walking on the street. My first thought's like, fuck you. Like, it's loser. There's no unity there. But none. Here it's all like, we're all doing the damn thing.
Well, because I think it's also just a smaller community, right? It's just definitely a smaller country. Gabe brought this point up when we were walking in the morning. He said that if this is like, they have universal healthcare? Is that what it's called? They have universal healthcare. So like the actual country cares about you.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be more happy living in a country paying taxes to a country that actually cares about you? It's clean. It's like, you know, it's a night. What do you mean?
Is it clean out here?
Oh,
that water looks wild.
The water looks wild, but everything else is like pretty. For a city, there's no trash on the ground. That's like, true. Imagine what LA looks downtown.
Yeah, I mean, all the bikes are standing up, which is nice. Because I feel like if this was Los Angeles, them bitches would be kicked over.
Kicked over, thrown in the canal.
Bike seat's gone. That's when you know you're in a bad part of town when the bike seats are missing.
Dude.
And people still got to ride them the next day.
Hot. Dildo. You know what was funny? We saw last night, some two like drunk idiots at like 4 a.m.
Of course.
Trying to throw a construction sign into the canal.
Missed. Hit a boat.
I mean, you know you're in a nice place when you try to throw something in the water and you hit a boat.
Yeah.
You're in a nice place.
That's true. Yeah, if your rock bottom is a boat, still pretty good vibes.
Yeah, I will say though, the women here, just like their overall feel, hot. Like no one wears makeup. Everyone's dressed really like, just like cool.
Yeah,
like they listen to like vinyl records, but not in a pretentious way.
Kind of hip to that. It feels like maybe like Williamsburgish,
but not pretentious about it.
But not pretentious.
They do it because they like it.
Yeah, no, the vibe is definitely very cool. I like it a lot here.
Yeah, I'm gonna get mad. Dude. The two women in the juice shop, huh? Do you want granola? Yeah, whatever granola you want. I love them.
Nut butter. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I don't know. I think now we're going to... Well, also, there's museum capitals here, which is why we came here. Museums.
And for the libraries.
Yeah. A couple chamomile teas.
That's some it.
Books.
Pussy.
But there's a sex museum I want to go to. Jack's fiending for something. There was a sex show last night and it was sold out. Jack goes, can we please go tomorrow?
Yeah, Jack...
Because Jack and Gabe aren't... They're loyal men. They're participating. Yeah.
So they can't really participate in the way that we can participate.
But that's good.
100%. Are you kidding me? I'd rather be in the crowd than actually play the game.
I know. You had sex yesterday, then came back and jerked off.
Yeah.
I haven't jerked off once.
You haven't jerked off once?
Uh-uh.
What?
How are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. But...
That's what I mean, you need to
like,
get, dude, but
3 a.m. last night, like, I didn't have it in me. Felt like I didn't want to like come and then just be like, oh, it's 3 a.m. now I gotta go to sleep.
What?
That's the best way to sleep, dog. When I choose reading over jerking off, I'm like, yo, am I Margaret Thatcher?
Dude, well,
I have so much respect for myself when I wake up. It's crazy.
Of course.
I'm like, dude, honestly, I can be a good dad.
Yeah, but then 4 p.m. hits and you're like, fine.
That is when it's
if
still,
you yank my chain being penis,
dude. What is it? Here's the thing.
It's just crazy.
Are we ever gonna get married?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right.
This is the last hoorah of the single days. This is where you come to be like, all right, you did it. Cool. Somebody hug me and make macaroni and cheese with me on a Sunday night, and give me leftovers on a Monday so I can think about you at work when I'm eating it.
That's so cute.
It is. Leaves a little note.
Dude, if my ex used to leave me little notes, it used to fucking melt my heart.
What, recent?
Yeah. Leave me notes all the time.
Something about a note. Isn't that crazy?
My mom used to leave me notes all the time, so it's like really, it really
hit home.
Your
dad used to leave you.
Yo, you ever leave a kid and leave an IOU? God damn.
Dude, I really want to play like you can't take photos or any videos here. Oh, dude, we saw a girl pop off on somebody.
Oh,
we were
right.
Walking through like the almost said canals. What is it? Fucking alleyways. And some girl was filming and the girl started banging on the glass. She's like, let me see your fucking phone right now. She's like, I wasn't filming. She's like, show me your camera roll. Show me your camera roll.
Yeah. She's so upset. And do you know why? I talked to my wife about it.
Really? Why?
Yeah. My wife said that everyone here is generally Eastern European. And back in their country, like they can't, like they don't find.
This would not be approved.
This would not be approved.
Yeah.
So they have a thinking, like a fear that they're going to post it on blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it's going to be seen. So that's why it's like it's a real thing.
You can't film. But I do really want to play a game where I walk up to anybody who is in that area and go, came or not. And you walk up to you go, did this guy just come in the last 5 minutes? Let's find out. He's smiling and he's a little shiny like an olive.
Yeah. And he's wearing one shoe.
You know what? We could post up at the entrance right there.
You could,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, where the bar was, because that's not the district anymore. So people walking out that way.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
Every guy, this is the play. This is what they do. They walk out, they have a slight smile, they have a hat, they put their head down, they immediately look at their phone, make a fake phone call to Verizon. They're not fucking
100%.
Yeah, honey, I'll be home. Yeah, I was looking for my friend's iPhone.
Yeah, 100% okay. Called the library. Dude.
Night one. We got two more nights here. I think we're going to go to...
Night one was a success.
Great time.
Didn't start good for me.
No. Dude,
ended
I
phenomenal.
Wish we saw how livid you were in there. So funny.
Dude, I was so mad. I wanted to cry and just like start a riot.
That's
how do you start a riot? Because I was going to start
think
one.
You just begin. And if people join, it's riot. If not, you're just in the same person.
Yeah, bro. Can you imagine trying to start a riot and you're alone? What is that? Schizophrenia.
Might be. So I think today we're going to go maybe dabble in a couple mushroom activities.
Oh, you're right. I forgot that.
We still have another podcast to go do. We're going to go do mushrooms at a park. And we're record that for Patreon.
We're going to do a Patreon episode where we're on mushrooms. Dude, this is going to be so... I hope it's introspective. I think it will be.
I don't know if we... Maybe.
I think it will be. What do you mean?
I don't know, but like... What's introspective? Whoa, maybe the red light means like stop and think.
Yeah.
And think about that.
I'm thinking about... We talking about is this like... Are there other versions of ourselves in other dimensions?
Okay. Yeah, they're not that strong. I mean, they could be. I only have one little capsule with like just finely shredded up mushrooms.
Bro, we gotta just go to these fucking coffee shops and just grab some.
Yeah, but I don't know what.
Yeah, oopsie daisies, we took too much. Oh no, we're in Amsterdam. Who gives a heck? And I'm gonna come back and I'm like, yo, I got another one. You'd be like, I saw you outside fucking a bike.
Oh. I just laughed so hard, I tooted a little bit. So, is that what we
bitch
do?
Bitch named Swin.
Hey.
And anyways, dude, that is freaking day one.
Day one.
And we're gonna hop back on here and go to day two and day just really two. Keep you guys informed what the hell's happening.
We're gonna have a boat. Jack's gonna drive it. It'll be the Titanic. Jack. That's the guy's
Jack.
Name today, right? Jack Sparrow?
No. Last name, not Sparrow. That's a different movie. Jack Sparrow is a
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
I know it.
You do know it. And Jack.
There's literally families here. Yeah, this is the canals where. Shut up.
Shut up. The husband is so backed up. Jerk him off.
I thought the boat is ran.
Oh, one more thing before we jump off. I'm the dumbest man in the world. In the morning, I Googled coffee shop. And I was like, this will be coffee.
Weed.
I was literally, I've never been so mad to smell weed in my life. Give me espresso. No one wants to get high. It's fucking 8:30 in the morning.
No, people want to get high.
100%.
Dude, I'll tell you what. We had a joint with it was like half tobacco, half weed. Perfect.
Couldn't smoke it.
What?
I couldn't inhale because the fucking tobacco killed me. I got like a little bit. Stoney.
Well,
great. All
right.
We'll jump back on.
Goddamn.
It's nighttime in Amsterdam.
Last night in Amsterdam. How do you feel generally about how it went?
Dude, I thought Amsterdam was great. I thought we were here for a perfect amount of time. I think the food could use a lot of work, but we discovered it earlier. This place runs on, you know, sexual activities.
Yep.
And weed. Look, if you're fucking and sucking on a J, you're not going to want to cook. You're high? Oh, Postmates. You just got a nut off? Throat mates.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Here's the thing, too, is after all of those excretions, you're just not really going to care about food. I think that's the main thing.
I will say, the place we went to tonight was really good.
Was it?
The steak. I like the steak.
The steak was good. Oh, you know what's better?
Damn. We're a little buzzed, by the way.
Oh, little buzz, dude. This is the most hammered I've been. This is the most hammered I've been in a while. What happened?
I don't know.
Did Jack drug me? I feel fucked up.
We did everything we needed to while we were here.
Here's the thing. You know what I love about our time in Amsterdam? There is not one thing that we missed. Sure. Should we go to the Anne Frank Museum? All right. She went to Van Gogh. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Van Gogh, those Van Stop. No one gives a shit about that guy. He cut off his ear because he couldn't hear one thing.
Dude, the canal ride today started off very poorly.
Rocky.
It was raining. There was no boats out there. No boats, no hoes.
Why is everyone moving?
But we had a boat and it was raining. Jack and Gabe got the boat, walked for an hour, got the boat in the rain, drove back. I don't know how you do you ride them? Steer them? Ride a boat? Drive a boat? Let me drive a boat.
Drive a boat.
In the rain, picked us up. We get in, still raining. In the boat.
Are you looked down upon in the boat community if you're driving a boat and you have an umbrella?
100%. Dude, we had a pontoon boat.
We didn't have a pontoon boat. It would have been way nicer if we had a pontoon boat.
What did we have?
We had a borderline bass boat. Ask me if I know what a bass boat is.
Boat shop? But yeah, anyways, no, I think we did everything. Dude, I got these pants here. I fucking love them. I don't know what brand they are, but they're really cool.
Gutenheimen. Wow. Gutenheimen Inc. All right. Everyone talks strange here, but I love it. Everyone's face looks super European, but it's hot. People chew gum weird. We got cigarettes? Hey, Mike, you smoke? No, but listen.
Guess where you got them?
When I'm in Guggenheim land.
Where'd you get them?
That's what I'm saying. I got them at a goddamn fry shop also.
Fry shop, French fry shop.
Bitches out here having French fry shop? What about McDonald's? Oh, we got McDonald's. It wasn't bad. It
wasn't bad. They had
I had a fish fillet.
What's your order?
Fish fillet.
There it is.
That's what
I'm saying. It wasn't too different. But they love mayonnaise out here. Mayonnaise for their burgers, their steaks.
They like steak frite sauce. What the hell is a frite?
French fry.
You know what's also a freak? A freak. Whoa. All right, listen.
What did you just say?
I'm hammered.
Oh. Yeah, I think we did everything. We went to the park. We did a little bit of...
A little bit. I was gone skis. We did shawarma, moms.
Yeah, legally. Out here at a park. And that is on Patreon. It's an hour. And I watched a cut of it today. What I'm watching on the screen, I wish you guys could be inside my head because it was a different world.
I was talking to a duck in my head.
Me.
What?
I'm the duck.
Goose.
Nice to meet you, Affleck.
Hold up. Duck, goose. Are ducks goose? Why the fuck are they hanging out? Hold on. Have you ever seen gooses hanging out with ducks? Duck, goose?
Yeah, but what is the point? Like, why when you bop somebody in the head and say goose, do they immediately get up and be like, you little fucking bitch, come
That's
here.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Propaganda.
Dude, you should do that at a bar. Go, just go to people, duck, goose.
And what happens?
Throat.
Goat.
Overall takes here. Favorite thing, part, thing you saw?
Favorite thing? Not the sex workers. They fucking, honestly, bro, I'm going to be real honest with you. I always try to be honest. Amsterdam won. They won. Amsterdam is a country W-O-N. Or a city. They won. W-O-N.
Dude, we're the tourists. I think you're forgetting. You're so used to living in California where you see people that are like visiting Los Angeles and you're like, idiots. We are the idiots.
We are.
We are the idiots here.
We bought cigarettes in a French fry shop. That's not real. That is ludicrous behavior.
Literally. We asked somebody at a bar, where do you buy cigarettes around here? Oh, the fry shop. Go fuck yourself. Oh, actually.
French fries.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to have French fries in Holland? Are we in Holland?
Netherlands.
I think it's the same place. Oh, dude, we were on a boat and some dude threw us Heineken because he knew you're from the YouTubes.
Yeah. Threw me a Heineken. That was pretty cool.
He threw two in the canal.
You guys had a great interaction in the boat. I had a guy in a boat make me kill a pigeon.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
Oh, shit.
Gabe out here. First of all, Gabe's vegan, going against his own rights.
Yeah, and we were, Jack and I were driving the boat over here to pick you guys up. And some guy starts waving us down from the street. And he says, you have to come back. And so we reverse. And he's like,
I wouldn't have fallen for
it. This pigeon here in the water, and we could see the pigeon was floating upside down and it was bloody. So the other pigeons came and started eating it alive. And now it's still a little bit alive. And I need you to kill it.
Why were they eating it? KFC?
Pigeons are fucked up, apparently. But so...
they live off frites.
So I was like, I don't know about that man. And he was like, look, my daughter's here. And she looked really sad. She's like a young girl, like real sad about the pigeon. He's like, you have to put this pigeon out of its misery. So I like had to smack it with an oar. It was really fucking
hard. I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
Then what happened? You just went your separate ways? What an odd human encounter.
Threw a rock after it.
Did he hit it?
Bro!
He hit it?
I think he thinks I didn't do a good enough job.
You're vegan.
I was only going to take one swing at it. It really kind of fucked up my whole...
I hate this.
What a weird human interaction. Then you'll never see this guy again. The only moment you guys bonded over was beating a pigeon.
I don't think it was bonding. I mean, like trauma bonding, maybe.
Right, but like, why did he bring you into this?
This is what I hate about it. He was bringing you into this because he didn't want to give his daughter trauma. But then he like threw trauma on you like a hot potato.
Yeah. That is weird. I would not have gone back for that man.
No. Hey, kill a pigeon.
Not.
I'm not a 007 agent. You kill a goddamn pigeon. This ain't the Bronx Zoo, bitch.
All right, overall closing thoughts on Amsterdam.
I already did it.
Sock talks, too. We actually got some Dutch sock talks.
What are they in?
Ludenizer?
We've been posting on the story. We got a lot of Dutch people writing in, fans of the podcast.
Dude, so many people are like, are you doing shows here? Now I know. I'm going to go to the agents and be like, Dutch. Yeah. I'm going to open with what in the Guggenheim is going on.
I'm
what does
gonna
that
be
mean?
I want to move here because all
moved
the women,
here.
Who cares? I am. You killed a pigeon. Shut up. Listen.
Oh, dude, can we talk about how we saw the girl that finessed Michael tonight? Oh, yeah. So hot. And then he went up to the window and goes, oh, you're the girl that finessed me. And she goes, thumbs up.
She fucking Facebook liked me in real life. I should have. I mean, honestly, when we close this podcast out, I'll never talk to you guys again because I'm going to go hit her with an oar. This pigeon idiot.
Oh, no.
Sock talks?
What?
We had a sock talk.
I'm hammered.
This comes from
sock talk.
This comes from Lisa. She says, I hope you.
Who's Lisa?
Ann.
I'm just joking, Lisa.
I hope you guys are having a great time in Amsterdam.
We are.
I have to know, what do you think of the bicycles?
Fuck them. Dude. Bikes hit the cars and the cars hit the bikes. Nobody can decide.
No.
At least in Los Angeles, they're like, all right, pedestrians on the right of way. No rules here. There's no roads. People are driving on sidewalks. People park in the bike lane. I mean, you almost getting hit by a bike is such a funny thing because they're on a bike. If they hit you, they're fucked too. If you're in a car, you hit somebody on a bike, the bike person's fucked, but you're all right in the car. Everyone's fucked in this situation. Slow down.
Everyone slow down. Also, I just realized what bikes are. Bikes are the pigeons of New York. They're fucking everywhere. They're everywhere. They're eating goddamn pizza slices. Also, we had pizza? New York pizza? Sure it is. It just says New York. It's from Ludenhoserville. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, the food, the vibes and the hangout, so fun. But the food was fucking fair food on ice. You know, but here's what I'll say.
What?
I did get some fries on the way home, walking with you. It was something, because they specialize in fries right here. It was some sauce, some cheese sauce. It was actually very good.
The cheese sauce was phenomenal.
It did make me appreciate where I live. I love Los Angeles, and I love where I live.
I will say, the general, like, feeling of people who actually live here, they're so sweet, they're so nice, they're so smiley. The general vibe in LA, everyone's not nice and not smiling. So the people here,
all that hatred into the food. Los Angeles, great food.
Can I say something positive about the bikes? If I lived here, I'm sure it's so fun to ride a bike. Because when I lived in New York, I told you guys, running in New York is so fun that, riding a bike in New York is super fun too. Riding a bike here feels like a video game. It would be so fun, huh?
Running in New York?
Running and riding a bike.
Just because you're always on, you're like...
Exactly. It's literally a video game. It's so fun. So I'm assuming here's even more aggressive because there's like... did you see a stoplight? Are there stoplights here?
No.
Right. So like having...
A cop and his shirt was spelled wrong. It was like... So I don't really know if there's police
I think he was just another language, buddy. I don't know if it was spelled wrong. I think it said policia.
I don't know what it said. But... Yeah, I didn't see one stoplight. It's just kind of like... The Uber driver almost said like five people went here. Calm as day.
Bro, the Uber driver, the funniest thing, I don't remember if I said this. The ambulance was coming. He didn't stop for shit.
Nobody moves for ambulances out here.
So funny. So funny.
They don't stop for bikes or ambulances.
All right. What are we doing? Secret sock.
All right. Secret sock, guys. We have an anonymous submission. This is, I don't think that this person's from the Netherlands, but they might be.
Bye.
Secret submission, they say, I piped some Homer Simpson slippers when I was 12.
I know exactly what slippers he's talking about.
Me too.
Those massive ones, super crazy foam.
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm going to be honest, that I would fuck them now. Like, that sounds hot. Homer Simpson, doi, come. I would fuck Mr. Burn slippers.
Those would be all like thin and leathery.
Yeah, but they have all those crevices.
What?
Mr. Burn's skin got all them crevices. What do you think Marge Simpson got in her hair?
Blue Chew.
That's
so
great.
So you're in?
Huh?
You're in on the Homer Simpson slippers?
I couldn't be more in because here's the thing. You fuck those slippers and you got to go get a goddamn soda from the fridge. Who cares?
I have a question for you guys. Have you ever had a pair of slippers last more than 3 months in your life?
For real? Dude, I had hotel slippers I wore religiously for like a year and a half.
Huh.
The ex used to make fun of me all the time. She's like, why are you wearing this? I'm like, dude, they're just comfortable.
Dude, Indian Queen gave me like Nike slippers.
Nike slippers?
Bro.
They make those?
I still have them. I mean, it's been fucking 8 months. I still have them. They're so comfortable. They have like foam... They feel like memory foam
like
in the slipper. Sorry?
Like slides?
Yeah, slides, yeah.
Oh, yeah, slides last forever.
Yeah. Well, hold on, not slides. What do you consider a slide? Because it's different West Coast.
It's just the...
You can see your toesies? Dome.
Yeah.
You can see your toesies?
Out, but it's just like a dome that goes over like your foot and then your toesies are out.
Right. So mine are actual slippers. Like there is the foot covering piece, but my toesies aren't out.
Oh.
So they're actual slippers, right?
Yeah.
But so they have these slippers that have like a memory foam. Oh, shit. Piping down memory foam? Hold up.
Wait,
I have to get a girlfriend.
You were thinking about piping down memory foam?
Why not?
So she can remember you? This is a comedy podcast. Yeah, I personally wouldn't pipe it down, but I know exactly what they're... It makes total sense.
You wouldn't pipe down Homer Simpson slippers for the fucking culture?
No. Peter Griffin.
Who?
Peter Griffin.
Who's the...
You don't know who Peter Griffin is?
Of course I do.
Who is it? What show is he on?
Family Guy. Oh. Who's the wife?
Lois?
She would get piped.
Oh, Lois kind of hot. Peter...
Her
oh, Peter.
Her accent could take a walk, but her body, bruh. Did you guys hear what I said? Her body, take them buttons off. Yo, women will be wearing blouses.
I think we're at that point in the podcast.
Well, Michael Blaustein.
Whoa! Yo! Start a blouse store.
Bro, dude. These I went to high school. That's hilarious to say. I went to obviously private high school, so they all wore uniforms, and ladies had to wear blouses. I'm still into them. Just straight up blouse with like six buttons, and sometimes women would have breasts, and those buttons would be struggling to keep a hold. And you hope she just bend over in fucking gym class for a goddamn volleyball pump. Plink! Button fell off. I'd put that button in my scrapbook.
Next up, Ibiza.
Ibiza!
Ibiza pod gonna be
Let me tell you something.
Fucking horned up on
Can
12.
Can I tell you something real
Please
quick?
Please do.
Ibiza.
Maybe.
I'm starving.
Really?
Nope.
Why didn't you finish your fucking dinner tonight?
I didn't want it. I didn't like anyone who worked there.
The workers were all sassy.
Everyone.
Also, they were like, steakhouse. They're like, all right, sir, can you just take your hat off? Why? Okay, what looks worse in your restaurant? This guy eating casually laughing or this guy eating casually laughing?
I don't think you understand how cool your hair looks when you take your hat off.
No, it does not look cool.
It looks cool. It looks like it's like coiffed kind of, and then you got this part coming down.
No, I don't. That's stupid. Somebody in there's a registered pedophile, and they're like, oh, sir, you have to take your hat off. What about the guy with a neck tattoo of Barney on his side?
Barney.
I'm over it.
Didn't he go to prison?
The dinosaur?
Yeah. The guy inside the dinosaur. Hold up. Is people that are mascots, you know where I'm going.
I have no idea.
They're inside the dinosaur.
All right, we got a wrap.
We should have finished this podcast.
Rap! I would love a wrap. Chicken Caesar? Dude, being vegan's crazy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Michael, oh, I like Michael and Gabe and Jack Owen got vegan food. I didn't. I was
stupid.
Crying alone in a bedroom.
You abandoned you on mushrooms,
dude. I was in a dark place.
You know what's fucked is that whole day I ate nothing but vegan. I had mushrooms and then your shit fucking food.
It was bad.
Oh really? Even you didn't like it?
Oh, I hated it.
Really?
It's really gross.
It was cheese sauce mixed in with
not
soy.
Good food here. Great
Man,
people.
The people.
The juice
awesome.
Shop lady? I would.
The what? Oh,
the
Jesus
juice shop lady?
Christ.
I would give her a ring and a fucking Kohl's Cash certificate.
You didn't even see the new one.
I felt it.
Dude, there. Guys, let me say something that we can wrap this up. There is a juice shop right. I can't speak English, but right by where we stayed. Bro, I don't know if they do like. You know how Hooters hires women with big ass breasts. This place just hires adorable, beautiful, like women that look like they ride bikes, like just in the summertime, and they read books under apple trees.
Like, dude, I saw a guy reading a book while walking.
Dumb.
I was losing my mind. because it was yesterday. It was the park day. So my brain was still in like fucking like, whoa, land.
Yeah.
But dude, just seeing a motherfucker just crossing the street reading a book, I was like, what the hell era is this?
Right.
Oh, I get it. I know how to read. Congrats. Somebody below him. I don't know how to read.
Do you think anyone rides, like here, you know, everyone rides bikes. Do you think anyone just rides a unicycle?
Definitely.
If I saw someone pick me riding a unicycle, I would put a stick in the spoke. I would hate him. I can't believe I got.
We like, saw her tonight. That's the funniest thing ever. She was hot. I'll give you that.
She got me. That's crazy. And then I said, you scared me, and she gave me a thumbs up.
That's fine.
It's not fine.
Because
I'm going to throw a Molotov cocktail through a window.
No. No, now you're going to go home, and you're going to work on yourself. And,
I really
and,
am, dude.
You know, the reason you're going to open up your own red light district.
Yeah.
And somewhere in Los Angeles is going to be like, oh, I got turned down once in Amsterdam. I got fucking scammed. You work on yourself, King.
Dude,
I'm just going to airdrop you work on yourself memes all night.
You should, man. I'm really like, I know that other people hit more rock bottoms than this, but this feels rock bottomy.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a rock quarry. I don't know if I'm in the bottom, but there's rocks around me.
Yeah, man. It's you know, you go back, you vacation, you find God, you come, it's full circle.
I know, I don't know if I've said this before. I really think I'm going to go to church. I got to talk to the Lord.
Wait till Ibiza.
It's the church of David Guetta.
Yeah.
Who?
Dude, Ibiza is going to be so fun. It's going to be.
Is it?
Yeah. Here's the thing. And I said this earlier, and then we'll get the outro. I was having thoughts of like, I'm missing work. I'm out of my element. All this traveling. I got to find food everywhere. Vacation. I don't like vacationing because I love what I do for work.
Me
it's beautiful.
Too. I know.
But I got a couple emails and I've been on Do Not Disturb all weekend. Best decision I've made in a while. I used to hate on you for doing it. Now I'm like, everyone shut up. It's beautiful. But I went through like 5 emails and I was starting to get stressed at what people, and I was like, no. So even if you're vacationing in your same house, but you're just not checking emails, or you go 5 minutes from your house, or you fly to Amsterdam, we're having fun.
Yeah, you're right. Dude, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Hopefully next year we can, but generally we can't do this.
Next week we're
going to
be
allowed this.
Next week we're going to be in there just editing, just yelling at TikToks. You're going to be walking GG to pee. You're going to be walking girls 4 blocks away from your apartment. You're going to be picking up dog shit eating at IHOP. We're doing it.
Dude, that's the name of my special. Walking dogs eating at IHOP. And IHOP is so good. IHOP is 10x better than anything that Amsterdam's ever produced.
Amsterdam, I we did it. I think that's
we
all.
Did it. Can I stress one more thing? I'm so sorry.
Please.
To keep going. I love this place. I think it's cute. I
very
think
cute.
The architecture is fucking beautiful.
So walkable.
The Airbnb
so bikeable.
Is beautiful that we're staying in. I love the people. But one thing, actually two things, two things. The food, get a cookbook. And the second thing, right, red light district, light on fire.
And this is not, is this personal to you at all, or?
Light it on fire.
Yeah, we experienced it. But that's going to be anything. You're going to love some, you're going to hate some.
All right, guys, all right. For real. Thank you so much for having us. Be sure to tip your waitresses.
No, we don't tip here.
You don't tip. The servers literally give you your food and then
that's
leave for
what,
4 hours.
That's what we should have fucking done. We should have looked at this. I'm serious. We should have sat down with servers and been like, listen, we're American. We will tip you. Just give us service.
The one thing I want to say real quick.
Dude,
is every
this
time
is
they saw
45
us,
minutes.
They knew that we were Americans and they do the hang loose, the shaka sign. I'm like, do they think we just walk around America being like, Michael, what's up?
They think we say dude a lot.
I'd say it daily.
I mean, daily. I say it every 8 minutes.
But they just kept hitting us with the hang loose. We'd be in the boot and they'd be like, hey, what's up?
What is the Amsterdam hang loose? Just a bike lock?
Vagina.
It's not. Light it on fire.
Hey, we had a fucking blast here. We're experiencing. We don't travel ever.
Never.
Every time we tour, we just do shows and then eat Arby's. So, so it was nice to get a different kind of roast beef.
No, it wasn't.
Cute Town, great vibes.
Cute Town.
Some of the coolest pants I've ever bought in my fucking life. I was pumped on these.
Less bikes.
Unless you're taking bikes to my show in Amsterdam, which I will be announcing at some point. I got so many DMs being like, are you doing shows here? So now that I know there's a crowd here, I'm going to make it happen. I had a great time. Ibiza's going to be fucking nutso. Make sure to check in next weekend. We're going to be doing a live podcast from Ibiza.
And you're not going to hear it because all you're going to hear is... So... That's it. Guys, we love you. I'm hammered.
Good night.